And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burros. It's James Semin. Coach, how's it going today?
Hey, not too bad, Luke. Appreciate you taking the time to get me on. Thanks. Hey,
no, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us here, Coach. I know you're a busy guy, and it was a tough one last night for you. Falling to a talented Spring Grove team, 35-0 was the final score. You're playing over in Dodge Center at Triton High School. Coach, you can take us through the game overall and your thoughts on it.
Well, yeah, we thought we had a good week of practice. We put in some things that we didn't do against them the first time. Last time we were a little more successful defending their pass, and so we wanted to maybe get some more run support. And so we stacked the box a little bit more, trying to stop their run. And so we kicked off, and we had them at a good spot. We're, you know, right on the first possession, we had them at 3rd and 4, and then we jumped off sides and gave them a first down. And then I think on the next play, we had a blitz off the edge, and we just didn't contain very well. And their quarterback was really good, went for like a 67-yard touchdown. So, that, you know, the penalty sort of hurt us, and then they kicked off to us, and then we had 3rd and 2, which we felt good about, but then we jumped ourselves. So we sort of hurt ourselves a little bit right away with penalties. And, you know, against good teams, you can't really do that. You have to play perfect. We would have had to play perfect football to stay with those guys. They're long and athletic, and, you know, so we just would have had to do that. And then it was sort of like we had a nice couple – we had two, like, inside the 5-yard line stops throughout the game. So we did some nice things defensively at times. Offensively, we got the ball. We were down 20-0 with like a couple minutes left in the first half. And we felt good because we were going to get the ball back. And then we had 1st and 10 at the 22. And then we had a penalty again. And that sort of set us back to 1st and 15. And we didn't score, and then they scored right with like 5 minutes left to put them up 28-0 at halftime. And that sort of, you know, you go into halftime, it's sort of deflating because, you know, we had a nice drive going, and we didn't capitalize on it, and then they had a nice drive to score with like 2 minutes left, and that really was hard to take, you know. But then our kids came back, and we were down 28-0. We said, you know, just win the second half. And you know, we did some good things defensively again. We had a nice drive at a couple of drives, but we just didn't capitalize. They're a good, very good defensive team, and so hats off to Cody and his staff. And their kids did great, and you know, they're a good team, and they'll do well in the next few rounds here. I guarantee it.
James Semin with us, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burros. Coach, obviously a tough loss last night, not how you wanted the season to end, but you look at the season overall, just 2 losses, both of them coming to Spring Grove, who is the Section 1 champion in 9-man. You must be pleased with how this team battled throughout the season.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't be more proud of the kids. They, you know, they worked a lot, worked really hard last summer, put a lot of time in the weight room, went to camps, things like that. You know, so you're always proud of those kids for doing that. I'm especially proud of my seniors. You know, all those kids, they put in a lot of time. They, you know, I like told them after the game, the thing that you want to see those guys do, this is one small part in their life, and you just want to see that those guys have success. And, you know, you can't wait to see them become men and get jobs and become dads and things like that. So it's always fun to see. You know, I've been doing this for quite a while. Those are the bigger gifts to me that, you know, you just want to continue to see that. So
a phenomenal season there for the Lanesboro Burros. They do fall, though, in the Section 1 at 9-man final to Spring Grove, 35-0. Coach, anything else you want to add in here as you wrap things up on this edition of Coach's Corner?
Hey, yeah, I just want to say thanks to some people just really quick. Mm-hmm. Say thanks to my assistants. You know, they did a great job throughout the year. You know, Nick, Charlie Boy, he helps with their offensive line. Isaac Trees, he does our B team, and he helps a lot of different ways. He helps me defensively. And Justin Hardy, he's been my assistant offensive coordinator for quite a few years. I want to tell those guys thanks. I want to say thanks to the kids. You know, like I said that before, seniors especially, all the time and effort they put in. I want to say thanks to our cheerleading group, Desiree Ferry. It was the first time we've been cheerleading in a long time, and thanks to her. And you know, just thanks to the community and the parents, you know, all the support that they give to here, all the food that they give the kids. And, you know, when the kids come home and they maybe had a rough night, you know, like last night, you know, you got to have somebody to lean your shoulder on. So thanks to those parents and those community members. I appreciate everything. So, and then thanks to you, Luke, for doing a KFIL. I appreciate everything you guys do for Southeastern Minnesota sports.
We appreciate that, James, and we always appreciate you taking the time to chat with us on Saturday mornings. It's been a ton of fun to follow along with the Lanesboro Burros. You had a great team this season. Obviously, it didn't get to where you guys wanted to, falling in a tough matchup there in the section final, but no reason to hang their heads there in Lanesboro. Got a great community, great team. So, James, we do appreciate the time as always.
I appreciate it so much, Luke. Thanks.